Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today is the National Day of Prayer, and it's so important to focus and humble ourselves as a nation. You remember we went to Stand in the Gap. Mm-hmm. You probably know the year, but it was.
Yeah.
It was 90s. Could you share it with us? Isn't that great?
That's no, so you wonderful. Know?
That's so wonderful. Listen, isn't it? You know, hey, could you share it with the world right now?
I had to think for a second. It was 1997.
1997, where over a million plus men were in the Mall of Washington, D.C., facing the dirt.
October 4th, if you want to be exact.
Impressive.
Near 2nd Street. So a million plus men are having their face in the dirt, repenting for our sins, asking God to forgive us. Mm-hmm. Because he says in Ezekiel, he looks for a man to stand in the gap so he doesn't have to destroy the land. And of all the things President Clinton was doing at the time, he could have walked out and joined us. Mm-hmm. He just kind of flew over us in Marine One, the helicopter, and circled us and then took off. And that's when CARE was formed, by the way.
Oh, wow.
During his administration. And it was an amazing moment. And God just responds to that. He responds. These are moments in history. And today, you know, people say, God bless America. And it's like, if the poorest people in America is richer than 80% of the world, he already did. And what we've done with it is not good, but he's merciful. Mm-hmm. So the thing today should be filled with, dear God, have mercy. Amen. Somebody says, well, they've asked me to pray for the political leaders in my state and the nation. Well, you need to stand in the gap for them because they're not standing up for what's right. Very few of them are, publicly. Because he says, if you are ashamed of me publicly, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father, right?
That's right.
And so you have these private, you know, confessions, like sneaking out at night going, what must I do to be saved? Yeah. Go stand in front of the TV cameras and say, we need to repent as a nation. You know, get behind the congressmen and women who stand up for godly values, mm-hmm. and stand up for Israel, which is godly value. And we need to pray for mercy today. I mean, to pray, God, dear God, bless America. Isn't that embarrassing? I mean, if we've grown up in America for so long, we've been in such a blessed culture, we haven't really studied the world and the people of the world much if we don't understand that we are so blessed. Mm-hmm. We've made the kings rich in the world. And it makes me think, I believe, of Revelation 11, where she fell in a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, I sure hope that's not us, because you can't really find us there. But of course, so many people, even if we fell in a day and smoke was coming, they're like, but we fell in a day, you know, we fell in a day. Come on. You know, it's true for any nation that turns their back from God. So I just believe we got to cry out for mercy. I just sense in my spirit, that the opportunity or darkness senses that this opportunity, this window, is not going to be around forever. Mm-hmm. And they may sense that it is, people are coming awake. They're not getting things pushed over the cliff like they thought they would, maybe, or whatever it is, which means there'll be a great escalation of darkness. And you're seeing all these laws pass. You're seeing, you know, president calling people up and just said, hey, I just want to thank you for just being an affront to God. You know, while they're just dogging out, you know, people who just nicely stand up for Jesus. And this is a sign to us. But God's full of mercy. So the thing that I believe we should pray for today, and continually, and we try to pray. We have a lot of people in a community, prayer and fasting community, on Mondays for 24 hours now for years now.
Four years now,
where, you know, the nation is one of the things that we pray for. And we're going to begin to pray for a great awakening, that God would give us a great awakening and believe God for it. But Listen up to CBN News as Shirley Dobson, the founder of the National Day of Prayer gathering, is interviewed by Pat Robinson.
Lee?
Marks the annual National Day of Prayer. People will gather to pray in Washington as well as venues across America. This year's theme is Pray for America. The theme verse is Matthew 12, 21. It repeats the prophetic words found in Isaiah. In his name, the nations will put their hope. And for more on the National Day of Prayer, let's go back to Pat.
Well, this is an annual event, and we are very pleased that Shirley Dobson is with us now from Washington. She's the chairman of the National Day of Prayer. And Shirley, it's always a delight to see you. We congratulate you on your work. Tell us about this year's Day of Prayer. What do you got planned?
Pat, thank you, and thanks to CBN for supporting the National Day of Prayer. You know, we can all see, Pat, you've been talking about it earlier, that our country is sliding into moral chaos. Marriage is on the ropes. Since 1973, 55 million babies have been killed, and violence and terrorism stalk our streets. And so American people are very scared. That's what we're hearing in our office. And so for that reason, they realize that government doesn't have the answer, business or education or military. Those are all important centers of power, but they don't have the answers. The solution is God. The solution is turning back to the biblical understanding of what this country was founded on. And so from all indications, we're going to have a huge turnout this year, more than 42,000 prayer gatherings across the nation, some small, some large. But I just want to encourage our viewers, wherever you are on this National Day of Prayer, to lift up our nation, our leaders, our families, our churches, our children.
It's so important. This is a time to lift up the nation, to lift it up and begin to pray for mercy. Things are coming to a point, but understand this, that when Jesus was about to be born, think about that. Salvation himself, Emmanuel, God with us, was about to be born, and born immediately, Satan cranked up the death of every child that he could. He tried to do as much damage and as much hoping that he was going to be able to kill Jesus. That's what was his goal. God, the hope of man, the hope of glory. And so when you see God about to move and God about to raise a deliverer up and raise a mighty move of God began to happen, it's almost like there is like King Herod. He's acting all spiritual and stuff, but what he's really trying to do is find out where Jesus is at. You know, let me know the Magi. Let me know when you go and locate him. Come back and let me know, because I want to go worship him. No, you want to kill him, because what was in him, he killed every child he could find around that age.
Right.
What's happening today is like, are y'all really trying? You're giving Plan B pills to 15-year-olds right now. Are you trying to kill every baby? What to expect when a nation's not expecting? The book that just came out, it says that our nation's about to be, it just from that alone, not having any children, that it's going to end. And it's like, yes, that's what they want. They want it to end as we know it. But let me tell you, as a believer, a perspective of all this. This is the perspective, the God perspective. God's about to move. God's about to move. You're about to see an awesome encounter with God, with those who say, yes, God, who say, yes, God, and who are willing to let everything go. They understand, I got to have God. The question is, are you going to be one of those? Are you going to be? There's a people that went with Jesus, and there's people that stayed where they were. Both of them accepted Jesus, but the ones who went with Jesus wrote the books of what Jesus did. And the ones that stay where they were read the books they wrote. The question is, do you want to be with the author and the finisher of our faith? Do you want to be there and watch what God, be a part of what God's doing? Or do you want to stay where you're at? It's time to be a part. It's time to say, you know what? I'm going to pray today, the National Day of Prayer, but I'm going to believe it. I'm going to be a part of that answer. I'm going to obey the Great Commission. I'm going to go into all the world and tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. We just got to pray for God's mercy. Pray for His mercy. He's already blessed us. That's why a lot of nations don't like us, because we have been blessed. I mean, we even shared about, you know, a believer in South Korea who was shocked that even an American would buy somebody a hamburger. And this is somebody who's running the campaign for somebody who's running for president of South Korea, and even talked about the very fact of buying a hamburger would might make it into the newspaper there.
Yeah.
And you think, well, why would that be? It could be because we're the wealthiest nation on the face of the earth, demanding more, and we don't share.
Mm-hmm.
We don't share. We now expect our government to do all the sharing, and the church, you know, according to George Barna, doesn't. And there are some that do, but, you know, 3%, according to George Barna. But that's why they're responding that way.
Right.
And we can fix that by beginning to give. So mercy is what we need. You know, God, give us mercy. And with that, we're going to humble ourselves. It's either humble ourselves or be humbled. And you can go to the VFN Torch and type that statement in, or type in the name James Robinson. Mm-hmm. Or just go to prophecies in the menu and read the word, you know, humble yourself or be humbled. Be humbled or be humiliated.
Right.
And it looks like humiliated is on the horizon, but we still have time to humble ourselves. And if you get back into the word of God and begin to read how God responds to humbling yourself, it's very encouraging, because He loves you. The whole purpose of the increase of hardship is to get our attention, not to write us off, to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life. And also go to VFN TV at VFNTV.com, click on the menu VFN TV and watch, you know, is America under judgment? You know, just learn from the Word of God. You know, what does that mean? No one cries for justice. You know, the state of the nation. And it's the Word of God being looked at intently with our present circumstances and the season that we're in to give us a better understanding. And it really will encourage your prayer life and give you a direction, you know, for your prayer.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.